Hi there, and welcome to session 15 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we'll talk about chicken breeds that are good choices if you have children, and the advantages to keeping chickens if you have children. If you have kids, or just wonder which breeds I recommend, then you'll love this episode. Just as a reminder, you can access this episode's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast15. That's podcast 15, all one word. Now, over the years, as we've had children, I've noticed that some breeds are better than others with small children. So we're only covering 5 breeds today, and this list certainly is not exhaustive. I've had to trim it down for the sake of time, and I've chosen breeds that I have personal experience with and that I've seen interact with children. I've also tried to take into mind things that are attracted to children, since part of raising chickens is to actively get your children involved. I'm not a child development specialist, let's just get that straight. I'm a chicken expert, but I know from raising 2 small children that there are certain things that get them more excited than other things, and things that they'll respond better to than others. I've also tried to take temperament into consideration, and to choose breeds that aren't known for being flighty or that are too antisocial. I also took size into consideration, because we keep all kinds of breeds in our homestead, and I noticed that our children respond better to young chickens and smaller breeds because they're less intimidating, particularly the roosters. So that's pretty much what's reflected in my list of chicken breeds for children. Now, the other thing I should mention in this podcast is that I'm using the term breeds loosely. Some of these breeds are hybrids, and purists will shout that they're not really breeds because they're not recognized by the American Poultry Association, and I get that. But until we come up with a different word in English for chicken breeds that are really hybrids, I'm going to continue using the word breeds. I just wanted to get that out of the way so we're all clear. So there are many breeds that work well with children, and I can't for the sake of time discuss them all, like I've said, so I've just included 5. These are good breeds for children and are reflective of my opinion. Your list might differ, but I think these 5 are a good starting point for someone who wants to bring chickens into their family that includes small children. So first on my list of chicken breeds for children are Cornish crosses. And while these aren't your typical pet chicken breeds, and if you don't know what they are, they're large meat chickens, they're often referred to as Franken chickens because they're bred to grow freakishly large very quickly. They are an industrial breed. Now, if you hate Cornish crosses or think that they're freaks of nature, just stay with me. Cornish crosses, because they're bred to grow quickly, are quiet birds that don't do much except lumber around. They do enjoy human company, though, so more so than other chicken breeds that I've owned. And they're happy to just sit quietly with people. While they do have a tendency to die quicker than other breeds, if they're well managed and not overfed, they can live quite a while. If you do decide to raise a Cornish cross, you need to remember that they're not fully feathered and have a hard time regulating their own body temperature. So they're more susceptible to temperature extremes, unlike other breeds that are fully feathered and can regulate their body temperature better. Cornish crosses do get quite large, but they're quiet birds, and the roosters are placid giants that are not very territorial. We've kept 2 Cornish crosses here as pet chickens. We've also raised them as meat chickens. And both of the Cornish crosses that we've raised as pets lost their lives to weather extremes. One to very hot weather, and the other to weather that was too cold for her during a tornado crisis. But because they're not flighty, Cornish crosses typically won't scare children, and they don't really run away when approached. Like I said, they tolerate being held better than other breeds, and especially if you want to use chickens as a natural sciences teaching tool for your children, then Cornish crosses are a good option. They lay white eggs, and they lay much less frequently than other breeds. We had one hen that laid an egg every 3 to 4 days, but her personality, which was very sweet, made up for the lack of egg laying. And as an aside, she actually did lay eggs when my other chickens, such as my Blue Copper Moran hens, we're not laying eggs. So there are some advantages there. Next on my list of chicken breeds for children are Polish Bantams. We've had a couple of these birds over the years, both hens and roosters. One of the reasons I personally like them is that they look funny and have tufts of hair in their heads that look like a puffball. They're eye-catching, and I think because of that, and also because they look like cartoon characters, children can easily relate to them. Our children like them because they look, like I said, they look like cartoon characters, and they're placid, easy to get along with birds that don't grow too big. That being said, they are bantams, but a rooster did grow to the size of a large breed hen. He was about the same size as our Rhode Island Red hens, but he wasn't territorial, and he never made a move to attack us. He just did his thing and minded his own business. Polish bantams come in a variety of colors. Our rooster was mostly black with red-tipped feathers, and of course the pom-pom, which is what we'll call it for the sake of this discussion, a pom-pom. The pom-pom on the top of his head was black with red-tipped feathers. In my experience, Polish bantams are not really excitable birds, and of course every chicken is an individual, and I'm sure given the right circumstance they would be, but for the most part, sudden movements didn't really seem to bother them, which is good for small children because they tend to make sudden movements, right? Our blue copper Marans hens, for example, they run away from our children because sudden movements make them uncomfortable. Polish bantams lay white eggs, and they're good egg layers. Of course, the roosters we had didn't lay eggs. They were nice, easy to get along with birds that our children love to watch. The third chicken breed on our list today of chicken breeds for children are Silkies. Now, for full disclosure, we don't currently have any Silkies on our homestead, but I wanted to mention them largely for the same reason I mentioned Polish bantams, which is that they're comical to look at and they look a little bit like cartoon characters. To me, they look a bit like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. Now at this time, I want to address that you shouldn't choose a chicken breed for your children just because they're funny looking. I know I've mentioned that I like Polish bantams and Silkies as a breed for children because they're cute, but by and large, you should choose a chicken breed for your children because they're a good fit for your farm and your kids want to raise them. That being said, with this list, I've chosen breeds that I think are eye-catching and that children can easily relate to. Since many people want to raise chickens as pets, or to teach their children about the world, or to teach them responsibility, choosing a breed that's interesting to your children is the place to start. Of course, you should always take the well-being of your chickens and your kids into mind, since both are living, breathing organisms. Both chickens and children should be kept in a safe environment and cared for accordingly. So getting back to Silkies, their feathers are also fluffier and finer than other chicken feathers, so small children are attracted to how they feel, and since their feathers are similar to mammal hair, relatively speaking, I think children can relate to them. Children also like soft things, such as soft stuffed animals, so the texture of Silky feathers are more attractive to small children. There's some debate out there about whether Silkies are a breed of bantam, and according to the American Poultry Association website, they are considered a bantam breed. Out of all the chicken breeds, Silkies are best known for their even, friendly temperaments, and some Silkies are even used as therapy chickens for special needs children because they're so good with people. One woman, who's fairly well known on social media, actually fought her city ordinances after she was made to get rid of her autistic son's therapy chickens. She was told by city officials that she wasn't allowed to have the chickens, they were Silkies, and would be fined $10,000 if she didn't get rid of them. But when her son's health declined after the chickens were gone, she successfully got the city to alter the rules to allow her son's therapy chickens and was able to bring them back to her property. So let's talk a bit about the history of Silkies. Silkies originated in China and made their way over to Western cultures via the Silk Route as well as on merchant ships. Silkies were recognized officially by the Standard of Perfection in 1874. Unlike other chicken breeds, Silkies have 5 toes in their feet. They have all black skin, but their feathers can be different colors, including black, white, and buff. They're fluffy creatures that look a little bit like Polish bantams in that they have a tuft on their head. Silkies also have feathers on their feet, and overall their appearance is more attractive to small children than other chicken breeds. One reason I mentioned Silkies in this podcast is because they're small. Adult males get around 4 pounds, so they're not really intimidating for children and a good size for your children to hold. Silky roosters also reportedly aren't territorial, so they're less likely to attack your kids. Silkies lay white eggs, and although they don't lay as well as other breeds, they tend to go broody easily, and they'll hatch other eggs other than their own, so some people keep them as live incubators. Of course, a lot of people keep them as companions as well. The fourth breed on our list are Easter eggers, and largely that's because they lay colored eggs, and I think kids are fascinated by this. While most chickens lay brown or white eggs, Easter eggers can lay blue, green, and even pink eggs. We do have one Easter egger that lays pink eggs. I think kids get a kick out of the different colors, and it's a little like Christmas or Easter every day for kids. Unlike other breeds we've talked about in this podcast, Easter eggers lay frequently, ours lay just about every day, so there's always eggs for the kids to look for. Since Easter eggers are also effectively a mixed breed bird, they're a combination of chickens with a blue egg-laying gene along with other breeds, they have hybrid vigor, and are generally healthy chickens to raise. Easter eggers grow to be a good size, around 6 pounds, but we haven't personally had any Easter egger roosters that were territorial. But that being said, because they do get bigger, Easter eggers can sometimes be intimidating for small children simply because they grow to be about the same size. Now, one disadvantage of Easter eggers is that they tend to be more standoffish than other breeds we've discussed today and generally don't like being held. Of course, every chicken is an individual, just remember. So if you're looking for more of a lap chicken, then a breed like a Silkie might be a better choice. Last on our list of chicken breeds for children are Cucamorans, and in this case, I recommend hens only. We'll talk in a minute about why this is. As far as Cucamoran hens go, we've had a few of them on the homestead, and they've been very friendly birds that enjoy human interaction. Ours would willingly be held, and as chicks, they would happily sit on our shoulders and take a snooze under my hair. They were never aggressive and seemed to really enjoy human company as long as there were no sudden loud noises. Cucamorans are a type of morans, and these are the brown egg layers, the dark brown egg layers. They're also called chocolate egg layers. Cucamorans lay eggs frequently, every other day or so depending on the season and their diet. They're barred chickens, mostly black with white barring, and I think children enjoy the color of them. Like I said, they're more friendly birds than other breeds, and the ones we've had were willing to be held. They get larger than Silkies, but the hens don't get overwhelmingly large, about 5 or so pounds. They have long, elegant-looking toes, and they're just really nice birds to look at and to raise. Now, one disadvantage of Cucamorans, as opposed to the other breeds we've discussed in this list, is that they can move quickly when they're scared or intimidated, and although they're more scared of us than we are of them, so to speak, for children who get overwhelmed easily, a Cucamorans might not be the best choice. But like I said, they do enjoy human company, so if your child tends to be more in their head than you'd like them to be, a Cucamorans hen might help with that. Now let's talk for a minute about why I don't recommend Morans roosters and other breeds of Morans besides cuckoos. For children, I don't recommend other breeds of Morans. We've had black copper and blue copper Morans here in addition to the cuckoos, and that's because they tend to be flighty and want to run away from people. For children that want a pet or that are overwhelmed easily, they're not the best idea in my opinion. Other breeds of Morans tend to be standoffish, and they don't seem to like interacting with people too much. I don't recommend any Morans roosters in particular. We've had several Moran roosters here, and both black copper and blue copper Morans, and although we've had a couple of exceptions, as a whole they were more territorial than the Morans hens and the other roosters in general that we've had here on the homestead. We do have one blue copper Morans rooster. His name is Lavender. He's a quiet guy that won't hurt anything, but he's not your average rooster. The other Morans roosters we've had are quite territorial, and one in particular likes to come after people. This is good for a rooster who needs to protect hens, but it's not good for pet roosters as it can frighten small children. For a while, our son was afraid of all chickens because this rooster would try to intimidate him by charging him, and this particular rooster has tried to charge me as well. He's never actually flogged anyone, and it's more about bravado than actually trying to hurt anyone, but our children can't tell the difference, and they're easily intimidated by roosters like this. The other rooster breeds we've discussed here have not been as territorial, and given the amount of Morans roosters we've kept, I feel comfortable saying that this is a breed trait. Morans also grow to be large. The males can weigh as much as 8 pounds, and the hens 6, so they can grow as large and as tall as a 1-year-old human. My recommendation is to look at other breeds, or if you really want to keep Morans, keep them in a coop if they seem to present a problem for your children. And that's not to say that every Morans out there will be territorial, but by and large, in my experience, they tend towards it more than other breeds I've seen. So let's talk for a minute about why you might want to raise chicken breeds for children and some of the advantages. Now again, I'm not a child development specialist, but I've noticed over the years that chickens are a gateway to teaching children about all sorts of subjects, such as anatomy, natural sciences, and pretty much just about anything. I like to think with chickens that you can use a Montessori approach to teaching. For example, if your child is fascinated by the eggs your hens lay, you can use it as a springboard to teach about anatomy, biology, math, reproduction, colors, if all your chickens are all one color, and you get the point. You can also use your chickens as a way to teach kids where their food comes from and to have respect for the life that yields that food. With many people out there becoming more divorced from where their food comes from, there are people out there, remember, that don't realize that meat comes from animals. Chickens are a healthy way to teach your kids where their food originates. Chickens are also a way to teach kids about custodial duty and how to care for other living beings. Having to care for a live animal regardless of the time of day, temperature, weather, etc., teaches life skills in a more meaningful way. I think it also shapes kids into productive adults. For example, someone I know, who I now wish I didn't know, decided to throw a live rabbit he bought for his daughter to his dogs simply because he didn't want to care for it anymore. Now, what kind of lesson did that man teach his children? So raising chickens is one way to teach your children to value life and to be responsible for other living beings. You can also use your chickens to teach about sharing. During the height of egg season, if you get more eggs than you can eat, giving them away to friends or family is one way to use chickens to teach your children that when they have too much of something, they can give it to someone who might not have any. Or you might prefer to teach your children about business and industry. For example, if you decide to sell your eggs, your children can help you take care of the chickens, or if they're older, they can help you calculate how much you're spending on feed and housing and how that affects the price you sell your eggs for and any potential profits. You get the point. You can also use your chickens to teach geography. For example, silkies originated in China, and that's a gateway to teaching about world cultures. They came into Western cultures via the silk trade route, and that's a way to start talking to kids about human history and how different cultures historically have interacted. You can also teach U.S. history, since breeds like Delawares originated in the U.S. and are part of U.S. history. Chickens are also a way to get your children involved with programs like 4-H and FFA, which, if you don't know, stands for Future Farmers of America. Both of these programs work to shape the personalities of children and to teach them responsibility. As an aside, FFA has a scholarship program and other opportunities available. Perhaps 4-H does as well, but I'm not as familiar with 4-H. There are many opportunities there, however, and I know chickens are a large part of FFA in our area. One teenager I got my Blue Copper Morans from in our area was breeding them as part of his FFA scholastic credit, so that right there is telling you something. And like I said, both of these programs work to instill values in children and teach them skills that they might not learn otherwise. So if you want to raise chicken breeds for children but aren't sure where to begin, you should first check your local ordinances to make sure that you're allowed to even keep chickens. Each area is different, but a good place to start is City Hall to see if you're allowed to have chickens in your backyard. Nothing is worse than getting attached to them only to have to find new homes for your chickens. Once you know you can have them, you'll need to provide housing so you can build a coop or buy a coop. You can read one of my articles about how to build a coop at thefrugalchicken.com/tractor, or you can buy one I recommend at thefrugalchicken.com/coop. That's COOP. Just remember that you need to provide 10 square feet of space per chicken if they'll be cooped all the time, or 4 square feet if they'll be allowed to free range. They'll also need food and water. If you're looking for a good book to help your children learn to raise chickens, head over to Pantry Paratus, which is an online homesteading store. There's a wonderful book there called A Kid's Guide to Keeping Chickens, which I highly recommend. It's a step-by-step guide that kids can easily read to learn how to take care of their feathered friends. You can look at that book at thefrugalchicken.com/kidguide. That's K-I-D-G-U-I-D-E, all one word. Although I'm not an affiliate of Pantry Paratus, I talked to their owner, who's a wonderful woman named Chaya, and she agreed, just for What the Cluck listeners like you, to offer a special free shipping discount for orders over $100. And I think once you head over to the Pantry Paratus site, you'll get super excited about all the awesome tools and books you'll find over there. Right now, their books are 10% to 40% off in the How To's and Why To's section, so I know I'll be stocking up on some of their books myself. To use that free shipping opportunity, just use the code FRUGALCHICKEN, that's FRUGALCHICKEN, all one word. But you'll need to use it this month, January of 2016, because the coupon expires on January 31st. Of course, I'll also put that information as well as a link to Pantry Paratus in the show notes, which you can view at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast15. That's podcast 15, all one word. Well, I hope this podcast gives you an idea of chicken breeds for children, and maybe it's given you some ideas for breeds you can raise. I'd love to hear about your experiences with chicken breeds for children, or even if you have any questions, so there's something I want you to do. I would love it if you dropped me a line at editor@thefrugalchicken.com. I do respond to every email I get. Now, if you raise any chicken breeds for children, and you think their diet might be a problem, you'll be interested in my course, Feeding Your Hens Right, which comes out in January. And you can see this at feedingyourhensright.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes. In this course, you'll learn how to feed your chickens so that they get an optimal diet, lead healthy, happy lives, and lay the most nourishing eggs possible. As we grow increasingly sophisticated in understanding where food comes from and the repercussions of eating poor quality food, it's important to understand how your hen's diet affects the quality of her eggs. If feeding your family the most nutritious food possible is important to you, then you'll want to check out my course. It's 5 video workshops that you can access at any time. There's specific recipes for homemade feed that can be tailored to your particular needs, and you'll learn how to raise a happy, healthy flock of chickens. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck about chicken breeds for children, and I'll see you next time.